Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. Well, greetings to you today. This is the last day in this seven-day series that we started on the 25th. So if you want to go back and listen to the other six messages, you can by going back to the 25th and through today, which is the 31st. And we have read through the ninth chapter of the Gospel of John. And today's reading was verses 35 through the end. Well, let's consider briefly what we just heard. I could easily spend our whole time today on this portion, but I would like to summarize this whole chapter by putting it into a modern scenario. But before that, let's look at this. Jesus found the man that was excommunicated. In verse 35, it says there that Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? So then the man there, he said, Well, who is he, Lord, that I can believe on him? And Jesus said, that you have seen him, and it is he that talketh with you. It's interesting there because, you know, here he was born blind, but he has seen Jesus with his physical eyes now. And so he said, You have seen him, and it's he that talketh with you. And sometimes it's like that with us. You know, we just see Jesus so clearly because we are born in sin. We are born with sin in our lives. And when Jesus sets us free, it's like we've seen him and we've heard him. And then it says there that he worshipped Jesus. Well, you know, this is a Jewish man worshipping a man, and that's something that's unheard of. But Jesus wasn't a man. He was God come in the flesh. And Jesus here also, he didn't tell the man, oh, don't worship me, don't get on your knees and worship me, or however he did it. He let him worship him because he deserves worship, because he is God come in the flesh. Later in the book of Revelation, we see that some men wanted to worship, John wanted to worship some angels, and the angel said, no, don't do that. You know, I'm an angel, and so don't worship me. And then also we see in Paul's life where he says that people bowed down to worship him. And he said, no, don't worship me. I'm just a man. But Jesus here doesn't do that because he wasn't just a man. He was God come in the flesh. And then verse 39 is a very interesting verse. It's kind of strange. It says, For judgment I came into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. I'm not going to have time to really go look at that because what I want to do with this scenario, but ponder that, think about it, and also think about the last verse there in Jesus' words, that if you were blind, you should have no sin, but now you say we see, therefore your sin remaineth. So think about those two verses. Ponder those today as you're going throughout your day and see what God speaks to you through those verses. But as a scenario, what I want to do is just bring this down to a modern-day scenario, this whole chapter, John chapter 9. And let's look at it as this blind man that was born blind. but not blind physically, but blind spiritually. That's how we all come into this world, blind spiritually. And I'm just going to use my own name, Steve, here in this. So maybe you're married, newly married with a small child maybe, and we'll just call you Steve, but put your name in there. And you're part of a church, even a member there. You're a member of a church. And you're reading the Bible, or someone shares with you something from the Bible, maybe 2 Timothy 2:15. And you read there, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you start studying the Bible because you want to be approved of God and you don't want to be ashamed on Judgment Day and you want to rightly understand the truth of God's word. So you start meeting with others in the evenings and you have some Bible studies and it's very encouraging to you. And you can sense God working in your life. And you read in John 8, 31 and 32, the words of Jesus, which says, then said Jesus to those Jews, and you put your name there, Steve said to Jesus, to Steve, which believed on him, if you continue in my word, Steve, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you see that. You see it really happening in you as you are continuing in God's word. You are becoming Christ's disciple, and you are experiencing truth like never before, and you are experiencing freedom from sin in your life like you never thought was possible. The Bible becomes alive to you. Before you read it, and it was more like a dead letter, but now it is living and powerful, bringing conviction to you. And your understanding is greater and greater, and your hunger and thirst after righteousness is increasing by leaps and bounds. You sense God speaking to you in a real and powerful way, and you see your life changing. It was like you were blind. It was like you were that blind man who was born blind, but now you can see through the power of Christ working in your life. Your neighbors and friends say, is this the same man? We knew Steve who talked about hunting, fishing, his fun and his games. He was only interested in pleasing his own flesh in so many different ways. But now he keeps talking about what Jesus is doing in his life. He keeps telling people about what he has been reading in the Bible. Steve looks like the same man, but something has changed in this church member's life. Let's take him to the bishop or preachers and see what they make of it. So the preachers talk to Steve and ask him what happened to him. He tells them what Christ is doing in his life. He tells them about the Bible studies they're having. He tells them of the freedom of sin he is experiencing. He tells them of the joy that he has in his heart. Well, those preachers, they're not impressed. They try to pour cold water on Steve and his experiences. They tell him he is being led astray. They tell him he has to stop going to those Bible studies. They later go and talk to Steve's parents and ask them what they make of what has happened to Steve. Steve's parents tell the preachers they have seen some changes in Steve's life, but yeah, they really don't know what has happened. They should ask Steve because he is of age. They told those preachers that because they were afraid of them. They were afraid of the preachers and that they might be excommunicated and put on the bond or put in the bond. So they question you again. They question Steve again, asking you as to what really happened to you. You tell them with tears in your eyes, verse 27 here in John 9, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be Christ's disciples? Well, they did not like that answer and tell you that you are in sin. They later call a meeting and excommunicate you from their church and fellowship. But then you read John 9:35. in that verse, what we read here this morning already, Jesus heard that they had cast him, you put your name there, Steve, they cast Steve out, excommunicated him. And when he, Jesus, had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" Steve answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Well, that's, we worship Christ, the Son of God, and that's the scenario as I see this chapter unfolding in modern-day life. A lot of times this kind of thing happens. So God bless you as you ponder what this scenario explains. And please read through this chapter again, John chapter 9, the Gospel of John chapter 9, and see how similar my scenario is with what is written there. And as we read in the epistle, the 1 John 1:7, it says, "As we walk in the light, as he is in the light," Jesus, "we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses, in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Praise God. We can be a child of God, cleansed from all sin. And when we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we become born again, as Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in and listening this week. I do encourage you to go back if you haven't listened to all of these and just see how this unfolds in the blind man's life and see how it also unfolds in many other lives, even in today's world that we live in. And Jesus has come to seek and to save those who are lost and those who are blind, spiritually blind. He wants to save us and give us sight. So God bless you. My name is Steve Clark, and you can leave a voice message by pressing 099. If you want to leave us a message, you can do that by pressing 099. Thank you for calling.